Bach's Cello Suite, number 3 in C major. We heard the great Yo-Yo Ma with the prelude, taking us to our look at the arts as we do every weekday at this time. It is the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. Mark Wigmore with you.
So let me get this straight. You think it's finally time to fulfill your lifelong dream of writing and starring in a musical, but you don't know where to begin because...
I don't have any musical training or ability.
Oh, it's hard.
I should help you!
Catherine Cullen is here. She is a founding member of the beloved Outside the March Theatre Company, a multiple Dora nominee, including a piece she debuted with collaborator Britta Johnson in 2017, Stupid Head. It is back and is hitting airwaves and porches and backyards in Barrie, Ontario this summer in a new run. It received critical acclaim during its debut for being a hilarious yet heartfelt look at growing up with dyslexia. It's about knowing that you're never totally alone and gives us insight into Catherine's early life. The show is in audio form this week through Friday, and then you can book your very own intimate performance to enjoy it on a porch or backyard. What a time we live in. July 20th through August 1st, it moves to Barrie for the Bees in the Bush next month. Joining us this afternoon, it's Catherine Cullen. Welcome.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Why did you write Stupid Head? What is it you wanted to share with this piece?
Well, I had sort of sat on a lot of these experiences that I had as a child for a long time, and I didn't really share them sort of in my early to mid-20s. No one really knew what I had experienced. And so I felt like I wanted to articulate some of my feelings around having a learning disability, being dyslexic, and what that was like going through sort of the school system. I also wanted to create something that I would have wanted to see as a young person growing up with dyslexia.
Now, you could have just written this down. And you did decide that this would be a public airing of this situation.
I did. Yeah, that seems to be sort of a theme with me. I don't know why I needed to have everyone see it. I guess that will be between me and my therapist. I really wanted to make something fun and entertaining for people. I'm an actor, so it did feel like that was something sort of second nature.
You must have felt, though, while you were sitting on those stories and as you were sort of percolating this idea, that there was something entertaining there to share, as well as, you know, something to learn and something that will touch our hearts.
Yeah, I mean, I'd hope so. I think that I kind of realized the reason I hadn't shared these stories is because there was a lot of shame wrapped up in what I had experienced.
Sure.
So I thought that, like, bringing this into the public, it shrinks shame. And if I could also have people laughing along with me and feeling along with me, it sort of does a lot to get rid of that shame. There was so many experiences that I just kind of like shoved to the back of my mind and didn't revisit for many years. And when we were kind of going over some of the things I wanted to talk about, I realized that I had this many experiences as a child where I couldn't actually recognize my house because I just couldn't remember what it looked like. And so I would often get lost coming home from my friend who lived next door. That's something we ended up creating into a really, well, Britta really created a really moving song about not being able to find my house. It's sort of one of those things that I had completely kind of, I don't know that I'd forgotten about it, but I forgot that that was maybe like something that would be remarkable because most people can recognize their house.
Right.
When I started to explore that, I was like, yeah, that was really challenging at the time to not feel confident about where you live. And I think a lot of people will relate to this show because I think so many people have experiences in their lives, whether they've dealt with a dyslexia or any kind of learning disability or just sort of being a person in the world, you know, you can accumulate shame. I really wanted to have this opportunity for people to come and sort of see aspects of themselves in the show.
Did you rethink the script at all for 2021 here with this interesting all over the map performance schedule that you have here? With all that's happened, did you sort of give it a second look, or how did you deal with that?
Yeah, we did. So I performed this show with my co-creator and co-performer, musical composer Britta Johnson. And we really, especially for the audio version, we really wanted to bring her voice into the script more, because there's sort of a meta narrative around our friendship within the play. So I really wanted to show that. So it's been a lot of fun kind of improvising with her, and the audio piece feels a bit looser and more sort of, it's improvised in a lot of different moments between her and I. And
it's nice to grow too with the piece a little bit. Yeah,
exactly. You know, I started working on this like 7 years ago, and obviously so much has changed, and including obviously everything in the world. So, I didn't really reimagine it, like, what is it saying about the pandemic or anything like that? But I do think a lot of the experiences we've all been going through about feeling kind of isolated and feeling alone, those themes kind of resonate even more now with the script.
There are so many parts of the brain working together to keep you sane, but we'll discuss the spot that I've been taught is responsible for my pain. The parietal lobe is the name, and reasoning is the game. It helps you with left and right, and learning by sight, and living without any shame. It helps you with reading and writing, succeeding at school, knowing directions and being cool, making connections and making the pieces fit. But when you have dyslexia, all of that goes to shit. Got it?
If you're just joining us, Catherine Cullen is with us. Her theater experience, Stupid Head, is about to hit porches and backyards next week. You can book your experience at outsidethemarch.ca. A little bit about the company. I know you're a co-founder. I mean, what was the thinking when you helped put this company together? What was the type of material that you wanted to put out into Toronto and the world?
The thing that's always sort of guided Outside the March has been wanting to make slightly magical experiences for audiences, which has meant that we've done shows in kindergarten classrooms, in someone's house that we transformed into a kind of crime scene, you know, like all kinds of really cool and innovative site-specific experiences. So going to the theater doesn't just feel like going to any old play. It feels like a whole unique experience, sort of something that's transportive. There's Mitchell Cushman, who's the artistic director of the company. Magic has always been something that he has really, I think, been in love with. And so that's infused in a lot of what we do. And so, you know, similarly, even with Stupid Head, I really wanted to make something that feels transportive and magical in its own way, which is something I do kind of associate with musicals, to be honest.
Pretty interesting what you're about to do with this.
Yeah, I'm really excited, but it's definitely like an experiment. I've certainly never done anything quite like this before, traveled around and performed in people's backyards and porches. So I think it'll be really exciting to kind of try and transform people's backyards and sort of create this little transformative piece. So, you know, our set designer, Anahita Debenhay, has created a really cool mobile set that we'll be bringing to all of the various porches and backyards. And it kind of can grow and shrink depending on the size of the backyard or porch. So that'll be really cool too, to figure out and see how that transforms the experience.
What a world we live in, that's what we're all getting ready to enjoy. And certainly other companies have been being very experimental with how we're able to transport art to people's homes and minds these days. The audio version available for a $15 ticket, by the way, outsidethemarch.ca, and available tonight through Friday at your place, which is what we just talked about. Performances July 20th through August 1st. And it runs just under an hour on your deck, backyard, porch, private space, a quick setup. And have a look at the fees again at the website, outsidethemarch.ca. 100% going to the artists and creators here. And Catherine, then you're in Barrie, is that right? Bees in the Bush, starting August 16th.
Yeah, we're so excited to take this to Barrie. It feels like a dream to be able to tour this in this time. It's sort of, I'm so thrilled that we get to take it out of the city and bring it to Barrie. Again, it's going to be an experiment, but I think a really fun one. And Talk Is Free Theater has done so many cool and innovative things with theater during the pandemic as well. So,
all right. If people would like to get involved with that, if you happen to be in the Barrie region later in August, the website tift.ca. Catherine, how about show business, hey?
I know. It's wild. It's show business, baby.
you and Britta together, just fantastic. Catherine Cullen, really great to be with you over these last few moments.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're with The Oasis here on the New Classical FM, and that is our look at the arts.